Hello, little friends. Welcome to Storytime. Tonight we have a magical adventure about a brave little girl named Luna and her special lighthouse. Are you ready to sail across the starry sky? Let's begin our dreamy tale.
High up on Starlight Hill stood the most magical lighthouse in all the world. Luna lived there with her kind grandfather, helping him tend to the special lighthouse that didn't guide ships, but something much more wonderful, dream boats that sailed across the night sky.
Look, Luna, the dream boats are coming.
They're so beautiful, Grandpa.
Let's watch them from the window.
Luna was very shy and often felt scared of new things. She preferred to stay in the lower rooms of the lighthouse, polishing the special star crystals and organizing the dream dust. Her grandfather always said she was the best helper he could ask for. Every night, Grandfather would climb to the very top of the lighthouse and light the great star beam. This magical light guided the dream boat safely to sleeping children all around the world, filling their nights with wonderful dreams. One evening, dark storm clouds began gathering in the sky. The wind howled and rain began to fall, making the dream boat spin and tumble through the air. Luna watched worriedly from her window as the boat struggled against the storm. Suddenly, Luna heard a crash from upstairs. She found her grandfather sitting on the floor, holding his ankle with a pained expression. "Oh, Luna," he said sadly. "I've hurt my foot and cannot climb to light the starbeam tonight." Luna's eyes grew wide with worry. Without the starbeam, the dream boats would be lost in the storm, and children everywhere would have no dreams tonight. "But Grandfather," Luna whispered, "I'm too scared to climb so high. What if I fall?" Grandfather took Luna's small hand in his gentle one. "My dear Luna, sometimes being brave doesn't mean you're not scared. It means you do something important even when you feel frightened. I believe in you," he said with a warm smile. Luna took a deep breath and looked out at the stormy sky. She could see the dream boat spinning helplessly in the wind, and she thought of all the children waiting for their bedtime dreams. Her heart filled with determination to help them. Step by careful step, Luna began climbing the lighthouse stairs. Her legs felt wobbly and her heart beat fast, but she kept thinking of the children who needed their dreams. "I can do this," she whispered to herself with each step.
"I'm scared, Grandpa."
"You can do it, Luna."
"Okay, I'll be brave."
"That's it, keep going."
"I made it."
Finally, Luna reached the very top of the lighthouse. The starbeam controls looked enormous to her small hands, but she remembered everything Grandfather had taught her. With trembling fingers, she began to light the magical starbeam. A brilliant beam of starlight shot up into the stormy sky. The dream boats immediately began following the light, sailing safely through the storm clouds towards sleeping children everywhere. Luna had done it. She had conquered her fears and saved the dreams.
It's working! Look at the ships! Wow, it's pushing them! This is magical! I can't believe it!
When Luna climbed back down, Grandfather was waiting with the biggest smile and the warmest hug. I'm so proud of you, Luna, he said. You discovered that courage was inside you all along. You're a true lighthouse keeper now. And that's how Luna learned that being brave means helping others even when you feel scared. Now it's time for your own sweet dreams. Close your eyes, think of Luna's courage, and sleep peacefully. Good night, little dreamers.